This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, right? JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, a lot going on up there. Some people sent me some, I guess there's some links that aren't working the way they're supposed to. Sorry, we'll work on it, though. We always do. We always try to fix it, you know what I'm saying? But a lot going on, a lot for you to pay attention with. And you know, I love what's going on here in this country, and we're kind of so focused in on Ukraine and some other things, we're really not paying attention to some of these happening here in our own country. You know, I mean, I don't know if some of you caught this today, but the ex-Twitter CEO Dorsey, right? He got all over his board for being so, well, and he's still on the board at this time, for being so dysfunctional after the way they responded to Musk's buyout. Now, if you think about these boards, right, they're not there to make, you know, free speech policy and no spot policy. They're not there to do all these things that we'd like them to do. They're there to make money. That's why people buy into these stocks and what have you. They want to make money off their stocks, no question. But this was never put out to their stockholders. Nobody ever really talked about, you know, what Musk's buy meant for the company. Right? Why not? Isn't that their goal? Isn't that their fiduciary responsibility? It has to do with how much am I going to get back on my stocks? How much am I going to make? Now, UBS Management Director and Senior Portfolio Manager Jason Katz was talking about Elon Musk's, you know, Twitter fiasco, whether the U.S. has seen peak inflation and all of that. Now, former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey slammed the board's dysfunction because the reality was is they are there to make money for the investors. If you look at the history of Twitter, of the Twitter board, it's intriguing as I was as witness on its early beginnings, mired in plots and coups, particularly amongst the Twitter's founding members. I wish it could be made into a Hollywood thriller one day. Can you imagine if somebody really saw the power that Twitter was going to have, Twitter and Facebook and what have you. Now, yours truly, I love to talk about this. God, you know how long ago that was? It had to be 15, 18 years ago. I did a whole thing on Facebook on how powerful it was becoming and how much power we were giving it and should we be, and I didn't see what was happening today, don't get me wrong. But I knew that there's more people. They were just under a billion when I did that presentation. But I knew more and more people would be signing up for it. You think about that. Think about just at the simplest level, right? They're putting pictures up of family, kids, grandma, grandpa on vacation, family on vacation, your new house you bought, the new toes you got painted, or new paint you put on your toes, whatever. And these were all things that were going to be able to be sold. Not the pictures, but they're watching you. What are you doing? Where do you like to go? You're a barbecue freak. All of a sudden, barbecue ads start to pop up in your feed, right? I told you a couple of weeks ago. From working in the garden, I had all these scratches and holes in my arm. It looked pretty bad. You know, looked like I got in a real cat fight, right? So I jokingly said to Tammy when we were talking, I said, hey, I will, I'm going to buy those, what are the sleeves, right? The tattoo sleeves. I said, that way there, nobody will be able to tell. And guess what came up in my Facebook feed? I started getting tattoo sleeve ads. Where I can get them, how fast I can get them, and the size I would need. I'm sorry. Don't tell me that they're not listening. I'm not buying it. So Jack goes on to say, right? The board is consistently dysfunctional. Now, somebody made a complaint with the FCC saying, hey, wait, or SEC, I'm sorry. He can't talk like this. He can't put the company down like this. It'll cause its stocks to fall. Jack says, hey, it's been consistent. This is nothing new. Been talked about before. Right? Now, as many of you know, Musk offered to buy Twitter last week. What was it, $43 million? $1 billion, I'm sorry. You know, and he is among the highest shareholders. Yeah, I think the Vanguard Group, they have 10%. Right? And I really, truly, I'm trying to figure out what are they afraid of. I mean, can't he just, I got to get a stock guy on here because I don't understand all of this. I don't know why he can't just get a stock, just buy as much stock as he wants. Really. I realize there have to be people willing to sell it and they'll split the stock or they'll do whatever, but, you know, wait. Start waiting to see people sell and start buying it. Dorsey also responded to another tweet on Saturday that quoted venture capitalist Fred Destin. Fred said, good boards don't create good companies, but a bad board will kill a company every time. Well, ain't that the truth? I've seen what boards can do even to small groups. Right? And it doesn't, again, they don't want any kind of freedom of anything on Twitter and Facebook. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Come with your host. Always a pleasure with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, we were talking about Jack Dorsey's response to the Twitter board and to Elon Musk, right? And my hang-up is not what he said or how he said it, or any of them for that matter. My hang-up is that, you know, as a board of director, as a board as a whole, your whole goal is to make money for the company, to make sure the company's making money, making sure that you're doing all the right things that need to be done to make that bottom line green and not red, right? Dorsey also responded to another tweet Saturday and quoted venture capitalist Fred Destin. He said, good boards don't create good companies, but bad boards will kill the company every time. I agree with him so much. I've been on several boards in my business professional career. And I've seen some of the decisions made and what they were based on. Yeah, you can't make billion-dollar business decisions based on a gut feeling or how you feel about things. Right? Dorsey's actually leaving the board in May of 22. And it's too bad. I mean, as much as you guys think he's nuts, I mean, think about it right now, he's looking like one of the most sane people there. Musk tweeted Saturday that with Dorsey leaving the board, the Twitter board collectively owns almost no shares. Right? Objectively, their economic interests are simply not aligned with shareholders. Isn't that amazing? So, and people are making fun of Musk, which I find interesting. You know, here's a guy that, look what he did with his own company. And you don't think that he can do anything for Twitter, right? Wow. And again, you know, this is a big deal. People don't buy shares strictly because they love a company unless they have a lot of money they don't know what to do with. And I don't, you know, that's not true. All right. Again, I don't know. I'm not so sure we could turn Twitter into a free speech platform. I'm not so sure we can make it what we want to make it. I think we're nuts to a degree. I think we're nuts if we do, or even try for that matter. I don't think you can take over Twitter. And I mean, if you guys disagree with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you disagree with me, I'm okay with that. I think you've got so many lefties on there now, so many of us left, if you would, that, you know, who's going to call them out? Really, right? Who's going to call them out and make sure they do the right thing? Their own aren't. They love the conversation. They love the fact that they're constantly pounding on the right. Anyway, I'm really, really a little nuts. We never finished the Alyssa Milano one from the last hour. But the last thing I want to say on that, some of you go find it. It's all over the place. You'll probably find it on Kevin Jackson's site, theblacksphere.net, theblacksphere.net. You know, check it out there. But I mean, you want to see a lefty that's really gone into like the Twilight Zone, really got out of her mind, crazy, stupid. Milano's there. Yep, she's walked into that room. So Omar, we're talking about this with Kimberly. Omar, I, you know, the problem is with her and me, not just her, me too. We never finished the story because we move on to another one so quickly. But Representative Omar was really upset. And she posted a video of Christian young people singing a worship song on board a jetliner. So she said, I think, show me that this is room for others, right? She said, I think my family and I should have a prayer session next time I'm on a plane. How do you think it would end? Well, I think it would end with an amen or something, wouldn't you? You know how you end your prayer? That's how I end my prayer. Video shows a young man standing in the aisle playing a guitar while other young people sing along. It's a popular worship song, so they know it. The original video was captioned Worshiping Jesus at 30,000 Feet. Okay. TMZ reports that the original video was shot by Jack Zenzer, who leads a group called Kingdom Realm Ministries. Omar did not say if her family had been on board the plane, but it might be unlikely because the video was filmed in coach. It's not exactly clear why the anti-Christian bigot took issue with this. Well, hello. Really, so you have to ask that question. The question she raises, curious, though, would passengers have been behaved differently if a group of Muslims broke out? Well, yeah, of course they would have. And no, not for the scary reason, but just simply, look, Christians, right? I mean, they're not known to do this kind of thing. Jews are definitely not known to do this kind of thing. Right? But if they get down, these guys weren't, well, I guess it's worship, prayer. But if the Muslims get down there and start praying, first of all, I think aren't they required to pray five times a day, or should they pray five times a day? My Bible says pray without ceasing, but that's a little different. Right? If you're talking about praying for 5 hours solid, that's a problem. Anyway, I don't know. But yeah, you're right. It would be, it probably would have been an issue. And I can't fix it or even speak to it, that, for that matter. Last time there was a corporate Muslim prayer session on board American jetliners, the World Trade Center towers were destroyed, according to one person. A large chunk of the Pentagon collapsed and more than 3,000 people died. This is why people would be nervous. And like Juan Williams, who got fired from his job at NPR for simply saying, shortly after the plane crash, that he would be somewhat nervous if a group of Muslims got on there on the plane, you know, seemingly emotional or uptight or unseated. Really. And you get, so there was your first hint that freedom of speech was heading in the wrong direction. Right? And again, like I said, Juan Williams, my God, you can't get any easier than that, if you would. Seriously. And you gotta love her. You got Alyssa Milano, you just gotta love her. She doesn't really even know where she's at and what's going on. All right. Here's something I never thought I'd hear this. I just never did. Duke University students prayed to the great queer one during a worship service. That's right. God bless. A report that from Hope Rawson at the blog for the Institute of Religion and Democracy. She's documented that students at Duke University, God bless, which is affiliated with the United Methodist Church, have held a pride worship service to pray to the great queer one. She revealed Divinity Pride, a student group affirming the dignity, faithfulness, and strength of lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, and questioning, intersex, asexual, and gender sexuality, nonconforming Christians. We'll be back in a minute. Show me, senior host. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine in hopes of capturing the Russian-leaning Donbas region. In the western part of the country, at least 7 people were killed in Russian airstrikes on Lviv, which until now was a safe hub for those escaping war, and Ukrainians continue to resist the Russians in the southern port city of Mariupol. Chief of Staff for Ukraine's President Andriy Yermak told CNN that his country needs a new security system.
All systems of the security not work, and I can say not exist.
Yermak adds that they will do their best to talk with the U.S., the U.K., and others in creating that new system. To that end, President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And that's what you need to be. You need to be part of the solution. Right? And there's so much going on, you have to. Okay, we were talking about the Divinity Pride Day. I love this. At Duke University. Right? Duke University, I don't know if you guys know, it's affiliated with the United Methodist Church. And they have a pride worship service. What's funny about all this, too, is let's just say you do believe that all this is good and okay and what have you. You have to stop and say to yourself, God didn't want us apart. He wanted us together. He didn't want us set up in denominations. That was not the goal. The goal wasn't so you'd be in different groups in different places because you believe different things. I believe in Acts it says when the apostles were all in one place on one accord, that's when the power came upon them. Not scattered throughout the lands. She revealed Divinity Pride, a student group affirming the dignity, faithfulness, and strength of lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, and gender sexuality nonconforming Christians. Held the event. Now here's the problem with that. An easy one. The Bible clearly states in Genesis, He created them male, female, and questioning. No, He did not. He did not. The Bible specifically says, He created them male and female and blessed them. He blessed male and female. He then named them mankind. Not womankind, not kind of kind, not cisgen kind, non-cisgen kind, no. He named them mankind. Oh, and some of you are going to write me, that's because old white guys wrote the Bible. No, you believe what you want. That makes you happy, fine. Remember that the Jews of old were not old white guys. Okay? That simple. New King James says He created them, male and female, blessed them, and called them mankind in that day that they were created. He didn't think about it for 100 years. He did it right then and there, right? It never stops. They want to keep rewriting these things. You can try all you want to. It's not going to change anything. right? It is what it is. Deal with it. You don't know better than God. I don't care how bad you feel. God doesn't care how bad you feel. He cares that you follow his rules. That's what he cares about. Anyway. The posting explained criticizing the church, according to Justice Mitchell, a first-year divinity student. First year. In the pews, we listed a pastor who preached about commandments, condemning those who disobey, predicting a future of fire and turmoil. However, Mitchell believes, we can become holy, we can become worthy, we can become valued, even as we remain queer. Even as we discover our own queer God. I'd love to know what they meant. Whose presence is within these... What do they mean by a queer God? A God that's accepting of queerness? Or God himself? Notice how... Anybody catch that? You notice how I did that? Is God himself queer? Is that what you're saying? Now, where do we need to go? Islamic expert Robert Spencer wrote in a column for PJ Media, it was inevitable that lefty divinity students... marinating as they are in relentless insanity on the left's pet causes. They ended up making God in their own image. Right? Gay, woke, and whatever else the left is idealizing at the moment. Duke Divinity School is affiliated with the United Methodist Church, which is already like being affiliated with the Maoists. Gay, gender-fluid Maoists, that is. So it was a perfect place for a recent Pride worship service. Now, what an insult to God if you're truly a God believer. I mean, the Bible's specific on how you should pray, what you should ask for, how you should pray, and that kind of thing. So I don't see anywhere where it specifically says to pray to the queer God. Why, is there several ones? I just want to be informed here, right? So, where was I? You got me all excited, I got lost. All right, so... Servant insisted, I would like to suggest this is a trans text, citing Genesis 32:22-31. Now, think about something. Well, let me go back a little further, because I can't let this one go. This is just too good. Raleigh's daughter, Caroline Camp, a second-year divinity student, opened the service with, strange one, fabulous one, fluid and ever-becoming one. What? How does God ever become one? He's a Trinity. She claimed that God is mother, father, and parent, and drag queen, and transman, and gender fluid. She goes on to say a self-identified. Oh, she goes on. She is a self-identified trans woman, first-year divinity student defending gender transition as biblical. Now, it's funny when you go to the Bible looking to prove your point. You go digging around to try to prove that what you think, what you want to think, what you want to say is right and everybody else is wrong. Now, Serba insisted, love it. I would like to suggest that as a trans text citing Genesis 32:22-31, the passage details Jacob wrestling with a stranger until daybreak. The man harms Jacob's hip and commands Jacob to let me go, for it is daybreak. Jacob responds, I will not let you go unless you bless me. As a result, God blesses Jacob and gives him the new name Israel. But Serba reports, Ralston report sees an example of negotiated body, a trans body, which has been both momentarily injured and fundamentally blessed. What has that got to do with trans anything? Serba compares Jacob's struggle to the experience of taking testosterone to transition from female to male. Serba wonders how Jacob felt after the angel had gone and if he felt the same way. He said, you know, I felt in a clear October morning when I learned to give myself a hormone shot, exhilarated. Ralston wrote that Christian doctrine has historically defined the relationship between a man and a woman as the only biblical form of marriage, yet the church is called to speak the truth and rescue the lost. Okay, so how does that fly in the face of that? Prominent Reformed theologian John Piper wrote, "No sin must keep a person out of heaven. None. What keeps a person out of heaven is the unrepentant pursuit of sin, the rejection of God's provision, rejection of Jesus Christ." So, the only reason I love this is they are twisting and turning and pretzeling the word to make it work for them. This is, I find this amazing. Spencer described the Duke event as a bizarre service. He said students have made a god out of their own. Listen. They weren't even, these things weren't even original. But if you think about this, you, me, parents, whoever, we've allowed our kids to get away with this for decades. We don't want to hurt their feelings. We don't want them to feel bad. We go along with what they have to say. Right? So we allowed them to talk about these gods. We allowed them to talk about God being, you know, a multisexual, if you would. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a year ago, gave thanks to her God for his salvific sacrifice. He said, "Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice." Wow. No, really, seriously. Wow. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she proclaimed in September that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God and what God wants. Presbyterian Church of the USA, which is so far left as to make Duke University look like MAGA country, last October published a new hymn entitled "The Climate is Changing." How about we get back to God's basics? Wouldn't it be great to do that first? No, come on, seriously. Let's get back to the basics of God, what he wants for us, how he wants us to worship him, what he wants, and stop looking for ways or things that make it sound that we're right and you're wrong, kind of thing. Just the purity of the word, man. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're back! Let me see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the conversation. Listen, head up to MyPillow.com. Yeah, you know it. You know it's going to happen, right? MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where you can, you want slippers? You got slippers. You need new sheets? You need a new pillow? Whatever you need, right? I mean, you can go there and get it, and on top of all that, you get to support somebody who supports me, who supports you, who supports the same causes together that we're with. And that's what you want to do. We don't want to be at odds with each other. So give money to people and or companies or organizations that are on your side. I mean that sincerely. That way, there you know that whatever extra money he has is going to go to. Oh, here we go. Did I do this for real? Is going to go to the same kind of programs and shows and things that you and I are on the same page with. So what's wrong with that? But really, what is wrong with that? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right. God, I can't keep up with all the stories I want to do. It's just crazy at every level. You know, when you look at what's happening now, the division that's I'm not going to say it's being created, but the division that's being strengthened between, I don't care what it is, colors, walks of life, religious versus non-religious. It used to be that if you were a non-religious person, an atheist who maybe didn't really appreciate religious people, you would just call us a bunch of fools and leave it at that. Now it seems to be that you need to, for whatever reason, you need to be able to say, to make fun of Jesus, to make fun of the different religious beliefs. And actually, I shouldn't say that. It's not the different religious beliefs. Can we just be frankly honest here? It's the Christian belief system that they hate so much. And for those of us who believe in, and those of us who study, we know that that was going to happen. We were always told that they were going to hate us because we love him. And you can't get away from it. It's not that easy, let me tell you. So that's why I tell people, don't try to appease. It won't work. Seriously, it won't work. That you give them an inch, you give them a little bit, you try to find common ground with them, and all they'll do is make fun of you. There'll be nothing there that'll be fair and equal. You know? I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Don't you love it when that happens? Convicted murderer vows to get LADA Gascon's name tattooed on his face. In the audio from a jail cell. You know, for those of you who don't know it, George Gascon is a full-blown Soros-backed, left-loving, more than, I don't even know if you can call him progressive. Can you call him progressive? No, in all sincerity, I don't know if you can call him progressive. Because in actuality, he just wants, he wants to let out, as my wife would put it, all this riffraff. Let them out because they're apparently their crime wasn't that serious. Short of actually killing somebody, someone getting in a camera. I mean, even then, people have been let out with almost zero bail. What is that about? What do they really want? So the beauty behind this one, though, I mean, I love this. I think this is great. Because it's right in their faces. You can't deny it. So, during a Fox News interview, they played audio of a convicted murderer saying that he was going to get Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon's name tattooed right on his face because the prosecutor massively reduced charges in his case. He said, I'm going to get that blank's name on my face. That's a champ right there, an effing champ, Gascon. And he's a gang member, Luis Angel Hernandez. This was a jailhouse phone call that was recorded. The audio was first made public in an episode of Tucker Carlson's Originals. You know, Gascon called Suicide Los Angeles, which is now streaming on that Fox News site, if you want to listen to it. But you know what? I don't have to listen to it because I live it. I see what's happening. I live it. Upon taking office, Gascon implemented a controversial directive that barred prosecutors, ready for this one, for applying enhancements in nearly all cases, no matter how bad the case was, no matter how bad the crime was, because enhancements increase sentences. And we don't want people in jail. You know, he doesn't want people serving more than 15 years for murder. no matter how heinous, no matter how bad it was. So he doesn't care how much suffering you did, how much suffering your family did, how much of an animal the person who killed these people were. Upon taking office, Gascon implemented a controversial directive that banned prosecutors from applying enhancements. Now, these enhancements, I mean, some of them would put some of these people away for life. Robbery can be a purse snatch with no injury. Or it could be a gun in your face. I mean, when you think about it, a lot of these people plead down to lesser charges to get a lesser time to begin with. Right? An L.A. district attorney, assistant district attorney, was talking about the differences in the crimes. He said sentencing enhancements make sure that the perpetrator of the first and the perpetrator of the second are treated differently. Right? So if you grab somebody's purse, you are not going to get the same time or the same penalty, if you would, as if you stuck a gun in somebody's face to steal their stuff. Now, Hernandez, he faced enhancements for being a gang member using a firearm in the commission of a crime. I don't know why this guy would care one way or the other. If you're a gang member and you're committing crime on a regular basis, why does he care? Why wouldn't he want more? They also dropped the special circumstance of committing murder during an armed robbery. These are all laws that are on the books. Matter of fact, I just found out something recently that a federal judge came down and told Gascon to stop doing this, that he had to follow the law. And Gascon said, yeah, okay, have a nice day. Right? The enhancements were dropped because of Gascon's policy. Hernandez was excited about it. Why would he be excited? Oh, because he's not going to get as much time. He says, this crap looking real good. Now we got a new DA in L.A., so they're going to drop a gang of them. Like my gun enhancement, my gang enhancement. He was happy. He was excited. He said, my gang enhancement alone would have got me 10 extra years. And then using the gun in the commission, this guy doesn't want people behind bars. I'd like to understand where he's coming from. He says, that's the end right there, bro. He's making historic changes for us all. I'm just grateful, fool. Like, I got good news off of this crap. Wow. And they know it. They're not stupid people. I mean, really, think about it. If they're excited about this, they know what this guy can do. Hernandez pleaded guilty to murder and personal use of a firearm. He'll be eligible for youthful offender parole, which would limit his time in prison to 25 years. They're like, you're coming home, blood. My lawyer told me, you're coming home. It's just amazing, right? It's not going to stop. Not until we decide to get really vigilant. I don't want to say violent. I don't mean it the way it's going to sound. But we have got to be as aggressive as they are in getting the right people elected. We've got to show them the crime stats when you go down into the LA area and they're trying to recall this guy now. If you haven't signed one already, you need to sign the petition if you're in the Los Angeles area. Okay? He's got no real reason for this. He talks about numbers that he can't back up. He can't tell you where the studies are. He can't tell you where to find the numbers. He's just speaking to them. He's telling his DAs that they can't speak out about these issues in court, or actually anywhere else for that matter. It just never stops. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I'm going to finish the story in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.